USA Today published an opinion piece penned by President Trump. Today, Trump attacked the plans of some Democrats to expand Medicare to include everyone. Trump called that socialism. Here's a quote. The new Democrats are radical socialists who want to model America's economy after Venezuela, which got us wondering about the word socialism and how politicians use it. Patrick Cox is here. He reports on language for us. So people on the right, Patrick, have long attacked their opponents for being socialists. What's different in how Trump used the word today?
Well, it's funny. You know, in a way, there's nothing different from what people have been saying for decades about socialism. Like, basically, it was just a stand-in for communism.
Right.
Now, though, some elected politicians on the left are actually embracing socialism. You think of Bernie Sanders, New York congressional candidate Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They identify as socialists.
What does socialist mean to you?
For me, democratic socialism, the value for me is that I believe that in a modern, moral, and wealthy society, no person in America should be too poor to live. That's what I think.
So Bernie Sanders, Ocasio-Cortez, they use the term democratic socialist. What does that tell us? Like, is it kind of a branding their socialism away from Marxist revolution and communism, as you were saying?
Yeah, I think that's what they're trying to argue. And it's weird because for somebody like me who grew up in Europe, it really isn't a stretch. I'm used to hearing about political parties during the Cold War who called themselves socialists, or at least they openly supported socialist values, and nobody was espousing Marxist revolution. I know that wasn't the case here in the US. If you were a socialist, you might as well have just been a Soviet spy. It's like socialism was a political third rail.
Yeah, right. I mean, even the way Trump used the word today kind of has its genetics in the Red Scare and the 1950s and the McCarthy witch hunt. So what kind of support does socialism, or democratic socialism, if they call it that, what kind of support does it have in the U.S. right now?
Well, I think we'll get some clues from the results in the midterms. But there are other indications, too. I mean, for one thing, you have people on the right attacking socialism far more frequently than they used to.
The idea of socialism has become very popular among young people.
People like Ben Shapiro, who's a relatively young conservative commentator. He was barely alive when the Berlin Wall came down. And they frame socialism as, you know, the opposite of capitalism.
Capitalism is good because capitalism is freedom. Socialism is bad because socialism is tyranny. Not it's an aspect of tyranny. Socialism itself is tyranny.
Also, Marco, there's an organization called the Democratic Socialists of America. On the eve of Donald Trump's election, their membership was less than 10,000. Today, it stands at more than 52,000. You know, not big, but it's growing.
Yeah, and that's interesting when you think about Trump singling out Venezuela. It's the opposite trend, where the Chavista socialists have pretty much all headed for the exits except for the loyal dyed-in-the-wool ones. Anyway, fascinating. Patrick Cox, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Marco.